హరే కృష్ణ. భగవద్గీత సిటీస్ చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 6, ధ్యాన యోగం టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 5. ఓం నమ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఉదారేతాత్మనాత్మానం నాత్మానం అవసాధ్యతే, ఆత్మైవ హి ఆత్మనో బంధూ ఆత్మైవ రిపురాత్మనహం. ఉదారేత్తాత్మనాత్మానం నాత్మానం అవసాధ్యతే, ఆత్మైవ హి ఆత్మనో బంధూ ఆత్మైవ రిపురాత్మనహం. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ సేసి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్, ది ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య ఆఫ్ ఇంటర్నేషనల్ సొసైటీ ఫర్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్, జయ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. One must deliver himself with the help of his mind and not degrade himself. The mind is a friend of a conditioned soul and his enemy as well. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakayam Sakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Namavom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇది నామినిం నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవై గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణిన్ నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీన్ పాశాంతదేశతారిణిం. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతిం కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతిం గోపేశ గోపికా కాంతరాధా కాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంకీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీం ఋషభాన్ సుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియం. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. నౌ వి ఆర్ ఇన్ చాప్టర్ 6, ధ్యాన యోగం టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 5. బై ద మెర్సీ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ వి ఆర్ డైలీ డిస్కసింగ్ అబౌట్ ద ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడెడ్. యెస్టర్డే వీ హ్యావ్ డిస్కస్ అబౌట్ ది వరాహ అవతార్, ది ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ బోర్. టుడే ద నెక్స్ట్ అవతార్, it is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam canto 1/3 chapter about the incarnation of the Narada Muni. Narada Muni is a empowered incarnation of the supreme personality of Godhead. The purpose of this Narada's incarnation is to propagate the devotional service all over the world. So this is the primary purpose of appearance of Srila Narada Muni as the incarnation of the supreme personality of Godhead. So Narada Muni is a very very important personality in Krishna bhakti, because without Narada Muni it is impossible to distribute and impossible there will not be any shastra. If we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni is throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni is coming. He is actually guru for the Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj and Srila Vyasadev, even to the Valmiki Maharishi. He is the one guru. So in this way, and he is the guru for the several great personalities. He is a very very important personality in Krishna bhakti. So he is written, given the book called Narada Pancharatrika. He is the author, and it is explained in Narada Pancharatrika, it is explained about the complete devotional service and devotional practice. It is explained. Srila Narada Muni, his main purpose is like the human beings are like in a diseased condition. Generally we cannot enjoy the life. It is a great struggle, great suffering. So what will happen? The expert physician, the expert doctor, and treat the disease. Once the disease is treated, then the disease is the cure, then we will become very very happy. So similarly, Narada Muni, he treat the diseased condition of the people by giving the Krishna bhakti, and he treats and make the people very very happy. సో నారద ముని ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ హీ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ నరేటెడ్ టు వ్యాసదేవ్ ఇన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఫస్ట్ కెంటో హీ వాజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఎ సన్ ఆఫ్ మెయిడ్ సర్వెంట్ హీస్ హిస్ మదర్ హీస్ టు సర్వ్ ద కింగ్ ఇన్ ప్యాలెస్ సో నారద ముని ఆల్సో హీస్ టు గో అలాంగ్ విత్ హిస్ మదర్ అండ్ హీస్ టు హెల్ప్ ఎవ్రీడే సో వన్ టైమ్ డ్యూరింగ్ ద రైనీ సీజన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అ చతుర్మాస్య చతుర్మాస్య మీన్స్ ద ఫోర్ మంత్స్ ఆఫ్ ది రైనీ సీజన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద ఫోర్ మంత్స్ ఆఫ్ ద రైనీ సీజన్ జనరలీ ద సన్యాసి ఆర్ ది సాధుస్ దే జనరలీ దే విల్ నాట్ ట్రావెల్ దే విల్ బీ సిట్టింగ్ ఇన్ వన్ ప్లేసెస్ అండ్ దే విల్ బీ డిస్కసింగ్ అబౌట్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ గాడ్ ఎట్ దే విల్ బీ డూయింగ్ ది భక్తి సో ఈవెన్ వెన్ వీ సీ ది పాస్ట్ టైమ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు అండ్ హీ వెట్ వే హీ విసిటెడ్ శ్రీరంగం అండ్ డ్యూరింగ్ దిస్ ఫోర్ మంత్ ఆఫ్ ద రైనీ సీజన్ హీ స్టేడ్ ఇన్ శ్రీరంగం అండ్ హీ వాజ్ డూయింగ్ హీ వాజ్ ప్రీచింగ్ దేర్ సో సిమిలర్లీ ద భక్తి వేదాంతీస్ దే వర్ యాక్చువల్లీ స్టేయింగ్ ఇన్ వన్ ప్లేస్ దట్ ప్లేస్ నారద ముని ఆల్సో హీ వాజ్ స్టేయింగ్ నియర్ బై హీ వాజ్ వెరీ వెరీ స్మాల్ బాయ్ దట్ టైమ్ సో వెన్ ది దిస్ భక్తి వేదాంతీస్ దై when they are discussing about the supreme personality of God at pastime when they are chanting when they are glorifying the supreme lord and this is a small boy Narada Muni he also go there and sit along with his sadhus hear about the supreme personality of God he is not naughty child like other they will be playing so he is very very obedient he is very very humble and he is very very silent and he is very very self control he is a perfectly small boy 4-5 years old and he used to hear every day so once he is when he is hearing one day he took the mahaprasad from the bhakti vedantista so this uchishta this mahaprasad is very very important so when we take the mahaprasad of the great devotee of the supreme lord then we will get completely purified all our sin will vanish and immediately we get the krishna bhakti so So Narada Muni he by after taking the permission from this Bhakti Vedantist and he is taken the remnants of this Bhakti Vedantist. So then his heart had started purifying this continuously he used to hear. So after 4 months of this rainy season all this Bhakti Vedantist they left the place. Then after that Narada Muni continued to do his devotional service. Then immediately his mother passed away. Only he had the possession is his mother because those days the maid servant the king they will beget the child and then this mother does not know who is the father so Narada Muni he had only one possession that is a mother so one day mother Narada Muni's mother she went early in the morning to milk the cow that time by the arrangement of the supreme personality guarded and the mother is a bitten by the snake and his mother is passed away so as a normal children as ordinary children they will be crying like anything oh I had only one mother and she also gone now what shall I do and they will be crying like anything but Narada Muni he did not cry so he thought that this is the mercy of the supreme personality of Godhead so I don't need to worry so in this way he taken positively then he started walking through all the valleys and all the forest village and everywhere this a small boy started walking one place as there was a beautiful river was there and he was going through the city he was going through the forest hilly area agricultural area temples and everywhere he was continuously he was walking he does not know where he is walking so he was actually chanting the holy name and he was continuously walking and one place he took the bath and then he he purified himself then he sat for the meditation so when he is sat down and started doing the meditation so when he was doing a meditation suddenly the supreme personality of God had appeared in his heart so suddenly the supreme lord appeared and the Narada Muni became extremely happy extremely he is very very happy and his all the body it started shivering like anything he become the ecstatic his body become very very ecstatic it is mentioned that this all our hair will stand on the end when we become very very happy. So this hair will stand on the end two times, two occasions. One is when we are in a great anxiety, when we are in a very fearful situation, this hair will stand on the end, it get erected. Then once we are very very happy, that time also this hair will stand on end. So Narada Muni, as soon as he had a darshan of the Supreme Lord in the meditation, and he hair started standing, then all these aesthetic symptoms, because a tear, actually the blissful tear is coming, and all the hairs are standing, and his body is shivering like anything, all the wonderful symptoms visible in his body. So as soon as the Lord is given the darshan, and immediately he disappeared. So as soon as the Lord is disappeared from his meditation, and he was started, you know, again he was a small boy, and he's trying. Let me see the Lord, let me see the Lord, let me see the Lord, let me see the Lord. Oh Lord, where are you? I heard darshan of a beautiful river. The Lord is so sweet and so amazing. You know, he looks very, very beautiful. So this child, he was trying to see the Lord again, but it's become unsuccessful. Immediately the Supreme Lord, he spoke. He heard the voice, "Hey Narada, a small boy, you will not get a darshan hereafter anymore in this life. So you continue to do your meditation, the devotional service, the next birth you will get a spiritual body." So in this way the Lord spoke, and then he was trying again and again. One day the lightning and thunder came, and his body completely developed a spiritual body. With the lightning and the thundering, and his body is completely transferred into the spiritual body. When this spiritual body he received, and he became very very blissful, very very blissful. After that, at the end of the millennium, if you see in Brahma's duration of the life, when the Brahma is now, actually the Brahma is a daytime, that's why this world is there. During the night time it will be get annihilated. You see, Brahma duration is very very long. Brahma lives for 100 years. That 100 years equal to 311 billion years. So the duration is very very long. So 12 hours this world will be there, that is the day time for Brahmaji. When he is going to sleep, that time this entire world will get annihilated. Only the top three, the planet will be there, all other will be annihilated. So at the end of the millennium, everyone is the Lord Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was lying in a yoga nidra form in the Kashal ocean, and all the living entities enter into the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. So after that, end of the millennium, when the Brahma again, he wanted to create the world, and all the Brahma and the Rishis, everyone came out from the Lord's body. Along with that, the Narada also came along with that, the Brahma and all other Rishi with a spiritual body. Then Supreme Lord gave the Veena to Narada Muni. Then he is empowered. Then from that day onwards, the Narada Muni, he completely fly everywhere, travels everywhere. Narayana Narayana Jai Jai Govinda Hare, Narayana Narayana Jai Jai Gopala Hare, Narayana Narayana Jai Jai Govinda Hare, Narayana Narayana Jai Jai Gopala Hare. The Lord's first time is amazing, and holy name. Narada Muni always sing the holy name of the Lord, and he always travel everywhere. So in this way, Narada Muni is a very very important personality in Krishna Bhakti, and he only requested Vyasadev, empowered to write the commentary for Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Valmiki Maharishi also, upon the mercy of the Narada, and he also complied and compiled the Ramayana. So Narada Muni is a very very important. So in this shloka, Krishna 6.5, Krishna is explaining, and so far Krishna is explaining about the yoga, yogi, and how advanced yogi will behave, and what is the way of this the beginner and this mature yogi and all those things Krishna briefly explained. Now Krishna is explaining about the mind of the yogi. So Krishna says one must deliver himself with the help of the mind, should not degrade himself. So with the help of the mind we can deliver as well as we can degrade. If we wanted to degrade, we can degrade. Just like if we have a money, if we give to the children, these children, they can utilize the money for good purpose as well as they can utilize the money for the bad purpose. So similarly, by the help of the mind, we are Atma, we have the mind and the senses and the intelligence, everything is there. So with the help of the mind, Krishna is telling one should deliver. Why one should deliver? Because now this Atma get struck. Just like if the woman is there and if the woman is kidnapped by some people, then this woman is struck with this people. So when this people release, this woman can fly. So similarly, even though Atma is the higher than the mind, higher than the intelligence, just like this girl is kidnapped by the people and then put it in some places, so similarly this Atma also struck with this mind. So mind is the prime, it is very very important in our body. He is actually like a master. He only controls the senses and everything. So even though intelligent is above the mind, actually the intelligent control the mind, but the problem, the mind become very very ferocious, the mind become very very strong and it's overcome the intelligence. So that's why Krishna here telling we should deliver ourselves with the help of the mind. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, Atma, Krishna is explaining about the Atma. So Atma can be referred to the body, mind as well as soul. The Sanskrit, according to the circumstance where we are using Atma, sometimes it is called body, also sometimes called Atma, mind also sometimes called Atma, soul also called Atma. So according to the circumstance we can use it. So in this shloka Krishna is referring Atma means mind. So even in Sanskrit if you see duja means, we will refer generally as a Brahmana, because he is taking a twice born. He is taking birth from the father and mother. Then second step, when he is getting a sacred thread, he is getting a second birth. So that's why it's called Duja. Duja, first birth from the father and mother, second birth from the spiritual master when he is getting Upanayanam, when he is sacred thread ceremony. So, but the teeth also is called Duja. Because the teeth first time grow, after that at the age of 7 or 8 it will fall and then it will grow again. So second time it is growing. So similarly the teeth also called Duja and Brahmana also called Duja. So according to the circumstance can be used. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, in yoga practice mind is a central point. The yogi always they concentrate upon the mind only. Mind control is the first basic lesson in the yoga. So here Atma refers to the mind, then yoga practice is the mind control. The mind control means withdraw from the bad sense object, so ordinary activities. So the yoga control means, and this a yogi, he controlled from the sensual object and he controlled from the ordinary activities. So just like this mind, it goes everywhere. It will uncontrolled mind, it will go everywhere throughout the universe. But as the steady person, as Krishna explained in this sloka, one must deliver the mind. Means he should control the mind with the help of the, with the strength of the devotional service, with the help, the strength of the yoga process, he should control the mind from the ordinary activities. So when we control the mind, it will deliver the soul from this conditions world. Because when the mind is controlled, then it will, this control, once we control the mind, then the mind will control the senses. Then senses will not be engaged in bad activities. Once the senses is purified, mind is purified, then all the activities will become very very pure. When the all the activities become very very pure, this is a soul get liberated from this material world. So the mind is very very important. That's why Krishna says here, this is a Bhagavad Gita, throughout Bhagavad Gita, man mana bhava madbhakto madhya jima namaskuram, ஈஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் சேஸ் மண் மனா என்கேஜ் யுவர் மைண்ட் எவ்ரி திங் யூ ஆல்வேஸ் என்கேஜ் யுவர் மைண்ட் ஸோ மைண்ட் ஷுட் பி கண்ட்ரோல்டு இல்லை ஜஸ்ட் லைக் இஃப் யூ சி த ஸ்மால் பாய் வென் திஸ் ஸ்மால் பாய் இஸ் அட் த ஏஜ் ஆஃப் ஃபைவ் ஆர் சிக்ஸ் இஃப் யூ ட்ரெயின் தம் தென் தே வில் பிகம் த வெரி குட் பாய் if there no training is given then he will become very very bad so the son he will give them the good son will be cause of the enjoyment the good son always give the enjoyment to the father the bad son is always give the suffering to the father so similarly our mind if we train the mind very properly with the krishna consciousness when we engage the mind in bhakti then the mind will give the joy at the same time if you are not trained if you are not engaging the mind in the bhakti then just like a bad son it will always give the suffering to us so like just like if you see the snake once you remove the poison then there is no problem there is no effect so similarly this mind also like a poison we should train properly once we train properly it will become very very friend as krishna says in the shloka the mind will become the friend if you are not engaging if you are not training the same mind will become the enemy as well so we should with the help of the bhakti with the help of the devotional service we should make the friend one may ask the question why I should make the friend so the answer to this is actually once it is become friend then it will become very very favorable just like if you go to government officer if it is a friend is there and he will help and he will become very very favorable so similarly if the mind become the favorable to us then we can get liberated as krishna says in this shloka we can get deliver from this material world hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare 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 krishna thank you all very much your humble servant rasika govinda das ஜெகத்குரு ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத கி ஜெய் ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத்